AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. A supermajority of Republicans in the Tennessee House has voted to expel two Democrats who had earlier taken part in noisy floor demonstrations calling for new gun safety laws.
Nashville State Representative Justin Jones was the first to be expelled from the Tennessee House in a procedure rarely used since the Civil War.
A state in which the Ku Klux Klan was founded is now attempting another power grab by silencing the two youngest black representatives and one of the only Democratic women in this body.
Democratic lawmakers loudly supported gun safety advocates in the legislative gallery days after six people, including three children, were fatally shot at the Covenant School in Nashville. Tom Foti, CBS News.
Another Democrat, a white woman, survived an expulsion attempt by one vote. CBS News has learned that some of the people who protect former President Trump are going to be giving testimony soon. Here's CBS's Nicole Skenga.
A handful of former and current U.S. Secret Service officials are slated to testify before a Washington, D.C. grand jury. The grand jury appearance is connected to Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigation into the handling of classified documents by former President Trump at his Mar-a-Lago estate.
The Biden administration is pushing back on Republican-governed states that are imposing restrictions on transgender athletes. More on that from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The proposed change would make categorically banning all transgender athletes a violation of Title IX, the federal law barring schools from discriminating on the basis of sex. Just this week, Kansas became the 20th state to impose a blanket ban. But the new rule would also allow K-12 schools and universities to restrict, in some cases, the participation of transgender students if it undermines fairness on the field or could lead to injuries.
The killer of Cash App founder Bob Lee is still at large. Lee was stabbed early Tuesday morning on a street in San Francisco. More from CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Chilling new details about tech pioneer Bob Lee's final moments.
He was holding his side.
Reporter Jonah Lamb saw surveillance videos that trace Lee's steps after he was stabbed. It was early Tuesday, about 2:30 in the morning.
He approaches a white sedan Camry, lifts his shirt as if to ask for help. Car drives away. He falls down.
The motive for the killing is unclear. The San Francisco DA has told CBS News Lee was found with his cell phone still on him. Brooks Koepka, John Rahm, and Victor Hovland are in a three-way tie to lead the Masters. Koepka opened with a 65, as did Rahm, who four-putted for double bogey on the first hole. A hole, that is. Tiger Woods limped his way to a 74. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/...
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if he were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with, or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter. Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling this the Throwback Thursday edition. How original. I got the throwback Brewers cap on. What do you got there?
Oh, nice, nice. I got my Bucks hat on. Man, Crudy, Bucks number one in the NBA. Congratulations to the champion, Milwaukee Bucks.
That is the least stylish Bucks hat I've ever seen.
Oh, you kidding me, man? This is the blue style, man. You don't even know. You don't even know. You pull out this hat from like 1982 that you're still wearing, Crudy, and then mock my awesome Bucks hat? You come on, man.
It's the Brewers. What do you mean? That is one of their many. Have you noticed what the merchandising now? The Brewers have many different uniform styles.
Yes. Yes.
This one's still in the rotation, I'm pretty sure.
I like it.
You know, the thumb and fingers, the M and the B, and the ball in the, you know, the palm of the mitt in the middle of the B. That's the traditional Brewers, man.
That's classic. Yes, it is.
As am I. You a little less so. Dom, we got fine guests coming. He's a bit of a classic himself. Robert Pilot, the host of Native Roots Radio. You know, Robert's from my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin. Talked about throwbacks. Robert throws back from back in the day. He's an OG Madison guy, kind of like myself.
Sure, man.
So Robert's going to join us. We're going to talk about athletic mascots.
Is this still a thing?
In the state of Wisconsin, absolutely it is, Dom.
I thought this was all settled a long time ago.
Not even close.
Oh, man.
Well, at least the Cleveland Indians have become the Cleveland Guardians. You know our boy Robert Pilot, he's a big baseball guy. So anyways, we'll talk some baseball. We'll talk some offensive mascots. Hashtag, I am not a mascot. I saw that as part of the article, not saying that on behalf of, you know, Robert Pilot. He can speak for himself. And also, Dom, I saw your favorite Supreme Court justice off jet setting with the billionaire class for years. I mean, these are some grandiose vacations.
I mean, listen, we all have friends with boats. You know what I'm saying? What are you going to do?
I have a friend of a friend with a boat. Like, I'm going to go hang out with your friends to go on a boat.
Yeah, it seems that the Supreme Court justice has been gallivanting around the world with billionaire Republican donors and not telling anybody anything. Because they don't have to. Because that makes total sense? Question mark. I mean, come on, Roberts. This is your court. This is how you want to go down? You guys are going to pound around with billionaire? I mean, isn't there some you're supposed to report things occasionally, right? Aren't we supposed to have some semblance of rules and regulations when it comes to these things? Otherwise, why doesn't the guy just, you know, give him a duffel bag full of cash and come back next month?
Well, he's not giving him cash. He's just incurring all the expense of a once-in-a-lifetime experience on behalf of these dear, dear friends, the Thomases. Because, of course, it's not just Clarence. Although in the one case it was. Apparently took Clarence to a men's all men's resort.
An all men's like resort slash retreat kind of thing.
Was it Fire Island?
What a sausage party. Why would you do that? But I mean, listen, I'd rather have access to the boat than actually own the boat, right? Because if I just get to go on the boat, you know, it's not mine, it's their boat. I'm just using it. Who would want it, right? You don't have to, if you don't need to buy something, you don't need the money.
But Dominic, one of the vacations described, if I understood the reporting at the Washington Post, $500,000 vacation? That's lavish, baby.
Just one paragraph, and we will move on. We got other issues. But yeah, here in late June of 2019, right after the U.S. Supreme Court released its final opinion of the term, Justice Clarence Thomas boarded a large private jet headed to Indonesia. He and his wife were going on vacation, 9 days of island hopping in a volcanic archipelago.
Archipelago?
You know. Thank you. On a super yacht staffed by a cadre of attendants and a private chef. As ProPublica says, if Thomas had chartered the plane and the 162-foot yacht himself, the total cost of the trip could have exceeded $500,000. Fortunately for him, it wasn't necessary. He was on vacation with real estate magnate and Republican mega donor Harlan Crow, who owned the jet and the yacht. Friends with boats, man. It's friends with benefits.
Man, why do I hang out with broke-ass bitches like you? I need some better friends.
Right, man? Come on.
Be my friend. 844-967-2789. Dom, let's turn our attention to our backyard. Friendlier territory. It's getting friendlier all the time. At least bluer. But we wondered, after Tuesday night's glorious electoral victory, Janet Protasiewicz lifted to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I wondered, how long before we actually take up the issues that are so meaningful to us. Now, the abortion lawsuit actually will precede the impanelment of Protasiewicz on the Supreme Court. That's coming up in May.
August.
What's that? She won't join until August. And yeah, it comes for oral arguments in May. So she will not participate in this 1849 abortion ban, contradicting with other abortive laws on the books in the state of Wisconsin. The Attorney General Josh Call and Tony Evers have asked that the 1849 ban, because it conflicts, that it be thrown out. Protasiewicz, no say on that one. Rogensack will. She'll still be on the court at that time. But what comes next, Tom? A lawsuit. So it begins. The Capital Times, Jack Kelly reporting, liberal law firm to argue gerrymandering violates Wisconsin Constitution. I haven't read the lawsuit, Tom, but I agree with the sentiment behind it. As Wisconsin Supreme Court shifts towards its first liberal majority in 15 years, that sounds sweet, a liberal law firm plans to challenge the state's voting maps based on the assertion that partisan gerrymandering violates the Wisconsin Constitution. I feel quite disenfranchised, Dom.
As do I, living in Senate District 8.
The lawsuit will be filed in the weeks or months after Justice-elect Janet Protasiewicz is sworn in on August 1. Nicole Safar, executive director of the Madison-based Law Forward, said in a Wednesday interview, Protasiewicz, who declared on the campaign trail that the state's current voting maps are rigged, won a landslide victory. Yeah, the maps are rigged. don't know about the other rigging Trump always claimed. She won a landslide victory for a seat on the state's high court Tuesday, giving liberals their first majority since 08. She defeated conservative Justice Dan Kelly by 11, about 200,000 votes.
Oh.
Who called that one, Dom?
That's got to hurt.
But who called that one?
What do you mean, who called it? We all called it. We were all cautiously optimistic, Crudy.
I was a little beyond cautiously optimistic, man. Yeah, I was predicting some glorious victory.
Yeah, you got the tape on that?
I delivered. You're welcome. 200,000 votes according to unofficial results. Safar said she and her colleagues are still putting the pieces together about what we think the most successful arguments will be, adding that they haven't yet heard, yet started to write briefs for their promised legal challenge. But, she said, the challenge won't ask the court to relitigate a lawsuit that determined the state's current legislative and congressional voting districts last year. Instead, and now we're getting to the nuts and bolts of it, Dom. Instead, Safar said, the new lawsuit will focus on how the extreme partisan gerrymander that we have in Wisconsin is in violation of the Wisconsin Constitution. She says the lawsuit will focus on state law, not federal law. Generally, the idea that the Wisconsin Constitution guarantees a free and fair government and the way that our gerrymander BAMPs have consolidated power with any legislative body that is not accountable to the voters is not a free and fair government. Say it again, Sister Nicole Safar.
Absolutely. Cap Times reporting, Safar said the law firm is eager to test its theory before the Wisconsin Supreme Court because it no longer feels federal courts are there to protect and vindicate our basic rights, like the right to vote, the right to access abortion, and the right to marry who we choose. She said that a national effort from conservatives to stock the federal judiciary with conservative judges has forced members of the progressive legal movement to turn to state courts to seek legal protections on certain issues. Redrawing voting districts usually takes place once a decade following the completion of the U.S. Census. However, there is some precedent for new maps to be approved more than once a decade. In the 1980s, the courts drew the state's voting boundaries after the legislature and then Governor Lee Dreyfus failed to come to a consensus on the maps. But following the 82 election, Democrats had total control of state government and passed a new map, though it largely codified the one put in place by the courts. Protasiewicz, while running for the high court, signaled that she would welcome a challenge to the legislative district. Her quote, "I think anybody with any sense knows our maps are rigged. We have amongst the most gerrymandered maps in the entire country. I have told people, I don't think you can sell to any rational person that our maps are fair." She said during the interview that if elected, she would anticipate that at some point we'll be looking at those maps, adding that Wisconsin's intense and close statewide elections are not reflected in the dominant Republican majorities in the Senate. When asked if she and her colleagues would be discussing a potential legal challenge if Protasiewicz hadn't won on Tuesday, Safar said, quote, "There wouldn't be an opportunity to have a fair argument, I don't think, under Justice Kelly." Any legal challenge to the state's legislative and congressional districts will likely be met with ire from Republicans. GOP lawmakers last year won the redistricting battle before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, with the high court implementing the district's Republican drew, but were vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Those maps once again all but locked in Republican control of the legislature.
Dominic, a lawsuit, if the court agrees to hear it, challenging the state's current maps, would trigger another bitter fight over districts, a common occurrence in Wisconsin. It will be novel for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It will be an opportunity to really talk about the impact of the partisan gerrymander and how it has harmed not just our ability to make government work for the people, but also kind of the civic fabric of our state. We are the civic fabric of the state of Wisconsin, Don. We are the Devil's Advocates, and you could be a part. 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, the right's new scheme.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 28. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 48 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 32. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 50s to the mid 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. You can join us 844-967-2789. Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio going to join us at the bottom of the hour.
Dominic, you know in part why I'm wearing this throwback Brewers cap. It's not just the fact that we're in first place, 5-1 on this early season. It's that we have a bitter rival coming into Milwaukee this weekend, St. Louis Cardinals. And we, you and I, Devil's Advocates, and soon a member of our audience, is going to have a pair of tickets for Saturday's game at American Family Field, care of our Brewers flagship station, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM in Oshkosh. And we also have the Brewers and Richland Center, WRCE, news from the center, news and Brewers, baby, down on 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. So catch your Brewers here and get your Brewers tickets right here on the Devil's Advocates radio show. But your participation must be, it must be exemplary. You've got to impress us. You got to do something extraordinary. Either now or soon at 844-967-2789 if you want some St. Louis tickets for Saturday night. Dom, we on the left, at least through Law Forward, I think they're kind of our will now. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, the forever, they're like all-time quarterback, all-time law firm of malfeasant Republicanism.
Yeah, wasn't Dan Kelly advising them at one point as well?
Oh, I'm sure he is. If it's malfeasant, Dan Kelly had a finger or a hand or something in there. But on the left, sort of a higher class of law firm, a newer firm, but Law Forward. They're coming forward with this effort to, let's say, unwind the gerrymander. And Dom, I would say they need to move with some alacrity, because what I'd really like to see is if this suit is going to come before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, it really needs to do so in time to recast the maps for 2024. Right. I mean, you can't unwind them instantly. You can't wiggle your nose, not Samantha the Witch. But the courts could say, hey, we're going to use a commission, we're going to redraw the maps, and we're going to cast the new districts for the next elective cycle. Well, that's kind of a big one, Dom. A presidential, all the Wisconsin congressional, well, all Congress people are on the ballot every 2 years, but you get the point. All eight of them, including in this 50-50 coin flip state, all six of the Republicans that currently serve in gerrymandered districts. Six out of eight are Republicans. Really?
Right. And I don't want to do math on the radio, Curdy, but it should be based on the way Wisconsin votes as a state, 4-4.
There,
right?
There are maybe. I could even justify like a 3-5 split, perhaps, because of the nature of the fact that more Democrats tend to live in urban areas and more Republicans geographically. There's a larger area over which currently there seemingly is more Republican voters. They're spread out over more square miles. So theoretically, you could have more areas of governance with Republican representatives, even if, you know, on the top of the ticket, the statewide vote, because of the cities, come in a little more Democratic. But it ain't a 67-33 sort of advantage. I mean, we've got, what, 66 Republican, two-thirds of the 33. If you don't know, Dom, here in the state of Wisconsin, for every Senate district, we've got three assembly districts. We have 33 Senate districts, 99 assembly districts, but now we have a two-thirds majority held by the Republicans, and that empowers them all kinds of malfeasance. But what I heard being described on Righty Whitey Talk Radio by Vicky McKenna, your girl, sloppy hugger Vicky, but Vicky's plan, constitutional amendments here in the state of Wisconsin.
We just had some.
We just did. And how does that work? Why is that the new venue of Republican malfeasance and, you know, a pursuit of fascism here in the state of Wisconsin, Dom? Because it doesn't have to include the governor. The governor doesn't sign off on a constitutional amendment. You pass it through the legislature in two consecutive terms, and then you put it on a statewide ballot, and if the people sign off, it becomes law. It becomes part of the Constitution. It kind of jumps over interpretive law of the Wisconsin Supreme Court in certain cases, depending on the nature of the law being ruled upon. You could preemptively change the Constitution to legalize some malfeasance that could be against the will of the people of the state of Wisconsin and perhaps even legally on the wrong side of the Wisconsin Constitution. So what do? You take that two-thirds supermajority and you put through some constitutional referendums and you misinform the electorate and you let them decide.
Sounds like a great idea. Curdy, but are you surprised? I mean, the good news is it takes, you know, a couple different sessions, but at the end of the day, the Republicans through the gerrymander have a lock on that. So it may take a little time, but you know, the Republicans are getting their asses handed to them right now. They're on the wrong side of too many issues, and it's starting to show. So as they get cornered, as they get desperate, they will continue to use any means necessary to hold on to whatever it is that they think they're holding on to. And if that means jamming something through in this regard, absolutely they'll try to do it and continue to do it.
You could theoretically, Dom, constitutionally, throughout the Electoral College. And you said takes a little bit of time, not a lot of time. You got two legislative sessions between. Even if this Supreme Court, this new law forward lawsuit, recast the maps, and they recast them for the 2024 next year's presidential, you got two legislative sessions, Dom. Theoretically, you could put it on next November's ballot. Constitutional referendums that, let's say, throughout the Electoral College process in the state of Wisconsin and gave all the power to Republican state lawmakers. Only that's not how you describe it. You give the power to the people. Come back, Robert Pilot, our good friend, a baseball fan, and perhaps, we'll see. Let's just call him Robert.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief.
Ayes 73, 24 nays.
Two black Democratic legislators have been expelled from the Tennessee House of Representatives for protesting gun laws on the House floor. One of them is Justin Pearson.
We need to listen to the constituents who are asking for us as they chanted to do something. And that is not a crime. In fact, that is our responsibility, our obligation, and I would even say it's our calling.
CBS News has learned Secret Service agents will testify before a federal grand jury soon. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Their appearance is connected to the special counsel Jack Smith's investigation into the handling of classified documents at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
A proposed federal regulation would stop schools and colleges from banning transgender students from sports altogether, says CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
It's, in essence, a compromise between those seeking to ban transgender athletes because they might have an unfair advantage and those trying to protect transgender athletes' rights to participate in sports consistent with their gender identity.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the play.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum-tum-tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Throwback Thursday edition. We got an old-timer joining us right now. He returns to the program. He is Robert Pilot. He is the host of Awake Native Roots Radio right here on the Civic Media Network. Robert, welcome back to the big show, man.
Hey, Robert.
Hey. Hey, thanks, you guys. Thanks, Dom. I'm so excited to be on. I listen to your show before I go on, and I steal some stuff. No, I'm just kidding. But hey, it's good to hear you and see everybody. And I'm so proud of Wisconsin and Protasewicz. You know how hard it was for me when I interviewed her, how hard it was for me. I had to practice her last name, but I think we got it over the edge.
Well, it would have been much easier. You know, you can't spell Kelly without two L's.
uh
Off topic. How are the Twinkies doing so far? You're a baseball guy, man. How are your Twins doing up in Minneapolis?
Doing good. They won the first three, and I think they've lost the last two. But the pitching looks good, and you know, hitting wins you games and pitching wins you World Series, and it's good to see. And just off subject too, we have our store in at Target Field here, Native Roots Trading Post. Come on down and see us. We'll be there for 80 games, and I'll be there, and my daughter, my Weeha, will be there selling Native art. And we have this cool painting that has Chief Bender, who's a Red Laker Hall of Fame pitcher, and Jim Thorpe in the background with the Target Field in there. And we're selling the prints and the original painting there. So I'll be there a lot.
Nice.
Merchandising.
Yeah.
I had no idea, Robert. I hadn't even thought about that. You know, I'm coming to Minneapolis this weekend. Maybe I can sneak up to the store. Got some Red Hot Chili Peppers concert tickets from the wifey. So I'm looking forward to a little getaway and a hot concert and maybe a stop by your store. But Robert, we appreciate you stopping by and seeing us. Surprised that in 2023, we're still having conversations about nicknames, sports nicknames in the state of Wisconsin. And in the paper today, a lot of the different tribal leaders in the state, basically all of them, have written a letter to about two dozen, 26, I believe, Wisconsin high schools, have nicknames that some would find offensive. I'm going to name a few of them. Robert, Baldwin Woodville, call their team the Blackhawks. Belmont Braves. Berlin, where WISS originates, our Brewers affiliate, the Indians. We see a lot of that. We see it in pro sports. It's starting to kind of go away from the pro sports, but here in the state of Wisconsin, Maguanago in southeastern Wisconsin, they embraced Indians. Hell, I feel like the governor changed state law just so they could continue to embrace that. Robert, how's it feel? What's it make you think?
It makes me feel less than, and I'll tell you, here in Minnesota, they're passing a bill to get rid of these names on all the schools. And one of our best teams up in northern Minnesota called the Warriors, basically, the great, there's been great players that have played in this way northern team, but their logo is like the Blackhawk, the Chicago Blackhawks. And it's a double-edged sword for them because the old timers want to keep it. And then the young ones who saved us in this last election, the Gen Zers and a lot of tribal leaders want to get rid of this. And it's demeaning. I believe it's demeaning.
Robert, Dominic and I went to UW La Crosse, and we had this, I wouldn't even call it a controversy, but we had to, or the administration of the school, the university said, we're going to change mascots. This was probably 1990 timeframe, and there was an election on campus, and we were given some unpalatable options like mud daubers, and the student body basically wrote in the prior name, which had been Indians. And on the football helmets, there was like a Florida State style flaming
Seminole.
It wasn't a Seminole. It was just the sword, the whatever. Not a sword. A spear. A flaming spear. Yes. A lot of words wasted to say. We changed it back in 1990, but the high schools here in the state of Wisconsin, what are we, 30-something years later? I've known Dom since then. But 30 years later, there are so many different high schools that refuse to kind of move into the 21st century, Robert.
Well, we get into this, white-splaining for us natives, white people explaining how, hey, this is a tribute to you, and you should feel this way and feel that way. And it's really daunting to hear this all the time, how we should feel and how what we should do. And listen to the people that it's, portraying. You know, we got Shannon Housley, who's just awesome tribal leader that's speaking out against this, amongst others. And these are people that speak well, that are professionals. We have doctors, and we're not as savages as a lot of these, not only the mascots, but just the logos portray.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. That's Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio. Robert, great to see you again. Well, the first thing I was thinking about, I want to get your perspective when you say that, you know, hey, they're white explaining to you that, hey, this is an honor. You know, we're holding you up as a sign of respect. And I know that's not something that you perceive it, but what's your specific reaction? What do you say? What are the words that come out of your mouth when you hear that from a white Wisconsinite?
You can't speak for us, you know, that would be like me speaking for you. And it's deeper, you know, it's so much deeper. My wife's school in New York, when she went to school in New York, was called the Redmen. And the logo was a super red face Indian. And we're so diverse and we're so more than that. And I think that's one of those subtle things that really keeps us down. So I guess it makes me a little angry and I want to call him on it, you know. Yeah. That's the way I feel. And I feel that our young ones that can't speak up need us older ones to speak up for them. Because I was a high school teacher and I saw what it did to it demoralized young ones, and they shut down in schools. And, you know, there's all that deep trauma that we speak of that gets heightened when we see things that are like this.
Well, and kids are ruthless, man. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, the playground stuff, it can be really traumatic. What are people hanging on to, Robert? I mean, I don't quite get it. I mean, these are not monumental issues. I mean, certainly it matters. It matters to you. I'm not saying it that. But in the scheme of life, you know, what we call our sports teams and how we, you know, have mascots, it really is not that big of an issue, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong, but why do you think people hang on so hard, Robert?
I believe it's the mentality of that people want to hold on to the past, and it's, you know, the old make America great again kind of, you know, thinking of a time when things were great and we didn't have a voice. And, you know, I think there's a lot of fear involved in it personally, that they don't want change, and change is hard for everybody.
Robert Pilot, the casinos here in the state of Wisconsin, obviously associated with the differing tribes. Do you think that has become the tribal identity in some way? And we know there's a lot of economic clout that comes with, you know, a well-run casino, and there's a lot of casinos making a lot of money in our state. Can the tribes use economic clout, be it through the course of the renegotiations? Every so often they get to renegotiate the different tribal compacts with the state. Is it time to exert some financial pressure, Robert?
Well, I think they do. And here in Minnesota, I know they do, because we have some really rich tribes here in Minnesota that really have a lot of impact in a lot of different ways with the politicians here. And I think money speaks. And if we're going to support this certain person or support this business, or I think money talks. And that's the only reason why the Redskins' name was changed. People were bailing out after George Floyd was murdered here in Minneapolis, and, you know, Nike stopped. And it has to be an economic kind of punch in the gut for people to change, I believe.
It's a strange connection to make, but let me try. a lot of the tribes now are going to roll out pari-mutuel betting in the different casinos around the state of Wisconsin as their compacts come up, meaning sports betting. And right. What we're talking about here really are sports logos, sports monikers, nicknames, if you will, Robert. Would there be any way to utilize, because you know there's some tax money coming back to the state of Wisconsin through this pari-mutuel betting. They extend the betting to the tribes. The betting send a lot more money back to Uncle Bucky Badger in the state of Wisconsin. Could this be something used as a point of leverage, Robert, to your opinion?
I think the point of leverage, what I see, is from specifically the politicians. They're, you know, it's hard. It's things are here easy now in Minnesota. We have a trifecta. We have a Democratic governor, Senate, and House. And I see things a little more mixed up in Wisconsin, put it nicely, with sorry,
I love it. Thanks, Robert.
No, I better watch my words here, but I've been hanging with the politicians, and I feel like Evers gets it, but there's certain ones that are making law or passing law or blocking laws that don't get it and don't want to hear it.
Robert, I'm sorry.
I just want to jump in if I could. You know, you talked about people being afraid of change, and I get that. I think people should embrace it. Nothing stays the same. I mean, so, you know, kind of get over yourself and get out of the bubble. But it seems to me over the last, you know, 20 years, this rise of fascism, you know, what we've seen happening in this country and what has happened to the GOP, the Republican Party, and their slide towards it. I just want to get your sense. I know you've been around a little longer than me, Robert, but what's your take on that? Is that part of that scared of the future thing?
Well, I think really they've always been there. And I remember when the orange guy was voted in and all this crazy stuff was happening right away, I saw a baseball cap that was read on one of the social medias, and it says, "Make racists afraid again." And I think they were always there, just undercover. I mean, how can 74 million people in this country think the way that they do about certain people? I it blows my mind. But they've always been there, but now they have a spokesperson that makes them feel good about, you know, I want mine, but they can't have theirs kind of mentality. It's always been there, but it's really been amplified these last 6 years.
Robert, you live in the Twin Cities. You originate your broadcast, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, right?
Yes.
KTNF, our friends. Robert, here's what I would say. I don't know if people, because maybe there's not as much indigenous culture that we see here in the state of Wisconsin, but I don't know if people understand demographically in certain parts of the state. Hayward, we just rolled out our brand new shiny, well, it's not new and shiny. It's an AM station that we just got back on the air, but it's out there. 9:10 a.m. in Hayward, the Buzz of the North, WBZH. Sawyer County, where Hayward is located, the indigenous population is almost 20%. And when I look at some of the places here in the state of Wisconsin that are using, let's just say, intolerant nicknames for indigenous people, I would point out many of them are in places where actually we have a pretty high indigenous population. How do you think the kids feel up growing up when the neighborhood school in the next community is characterizing them?
Well, I don't think they feel well at all. I think it's one of those subtle gray clouds that you walk around and, you know, something's, you know, it's like an Alitad. I don't know if you're familiar with the 12 steps program, but their first step is something's wrong, you know, and I think I feel that from our young ones, that something is not, something's amiss and they can't put their finger on it. And that's when you go into trauma. That's when you go into drinking. That's when you go doing drugs and these things to feel better or to feel quote unquote normal. And that's just my sense, Crudy, is it's always been there and it's there and it comes up. And, you know, we have in the last few years, we've had like TV shows and things like that that really amplify who we are. In Minnesota, here in Minneapolis specifically, we have the largest Native American community in the country, in urban country.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with lows around 28. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, high of 48. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 32. Cloudy skies expected Saturday, decreasing clouds by Sunday. Upper 50s Saturday, mid 60s by Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Are you a leader or will you follow?
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Tom, we'll get to the phones in just a minute. Wanted to thank our most recent guest, a friend of ours, Robert Pilot, the host of I'm Awake Native Root Radio out of AM 950 KTNF in Minneapolis, but you can hear it across the media, Civic Media Network. And Dom, we're giving away some Brewer tickets, and I will do so either this hour or next. Can't tell you if you're winning until you know, towards the end of the show. But I want to run down a few of these school districts, see if there's an inappropriately named school district in a town or county near you. So little shout-outs going around the state. Well, we talked about Baldwin-Woodville. They're the Blackhawks. We got the Belmont Braves. Berlin. That's where our Brewer affiliate, WISS, is out of. Dom, they're the Indians. I don't like that. Bigfoot Chiefs. Blackhawk Warriors. Cornell Chiefs. Fort Atkinson Blackhawks. Greenwood Indians. Kewaskum Indians. Lake Holcomb Chieftains. Lancaster Flying Arrows. Now that in and of itself, I don't take issue with the Flying Arrows unless it's represented.
Right. What's the logo
visually,
look
yeah,
like?
Yeah, what's the Flying Arrow look like? You got me. What is it?
Michicot Indians, Mosinee Indians, Maguanago Indians,
yep,
Muskego, Osceola Chieftains.
That's getting up towards Sawyer County where you've got an 18.6% indigenous population, Dom. Ozaki, we know that. Warriors, Potosi Chieftains, Perdishine Blackhawks, Rib Lake, Redmond. If you got a town named Rib Lake, you know, there's an obvious connection to like Trojan Man there, but I go on. That'd be for her pleasure. Riverdale Chieftains, Seneca Indians. You do the next couple, Dom.
Shiocton Chiefs. Shiocton. I used to go to the River Rail Bar in Shiocton. Stockbridge Indians, Wanakee Warriors, and Wisconsin Dell Chiefs. I mean, come on. Just pick like a strong animal. I mean, you know what? It doesn't matter. And the people who you're referencing have an issue with it. So just, you know, be human. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares what your logo is, what your just be nice, you know, have empathy for other people, have respect for other cultures.
Okay. I've since we haven't taken any callers yet, I've got criteria now for the phone callers. If you want to win some Brewers tickets, you can, you know, air your political grievances or throw out whatever you want as such. But I need like some good new team mascot names. You know, something better. We'll start with you, 844-967-2789. I was wondering if the Crudy Dumbasses, because, you know, I'm sitting here trying to take a phone caller, but I'm using my own computer, and I'm like, why isn't it working? Oh, because I play for the Crudy Dumbasses. 844-967-2789.
You're the state champion of the Crudy Dumbasses, Crudy.
89. Division champs, state champs, hell, I'm going to national. Cootie dumbasses we're representing. Mark from DeForest, Big D Town. What is DeForest? I forget. What are you guys?
Oh, geez. It's been Norskies.
The Norskies. Mark, I understand you're a ticket guy, man. You're trying to figure out how to win some tickets. Well, help me with some different nicknames, some better nicknames. Give me a strange and unusual one that I might laugh at that we could replace some of these chieftains or Indians or warriors with.
Man, you're putting me on the spot.
You want some brewery tickets. You got to earn them.
You got to earn that.
I see that. All I can think for you guys is maybe the Madison Smokers, the Madison Token Boys. You know, last time I talked to you, you were out in Colorado.
When was I? Oh, that's been some years. You know,
that's been some years.
You know, when I was in Colorado, sadly, the weekend I took my wife to Colorado for her 40th birthday was the weekend that Mary Burke got accused, or her campaign got accused, of plagiarism. And when Joseph Pecky, who was her comms director, called me and said, "We got to get Mary on the show Friday," I said, "No go, Joe. I'm in Denver getting Rocky Mountain high." And I've regretted it ever since. I didn't take a vacation from 2014 till about a month ago. It was like 9 years after that experience.
That's been a long time.
I'm sure I took one in there somewhere, but the kids were with. Those don't count.
Every day in my headphones at work, 4 to 6 o'clock.
Mark, where do you... Well, better not tell us where you work, because the boss might think you're working between 4 and 6. We'll keep you in mind. Make sure you get some information to our boy Ebone if you want to win some Brewers tickets, because we got two pair, but one pair we're giving away today. But our tickets, them, are allocated tickets. Saturday night's Brewer game against the St. Louis Cardinals in Milwaukee. 844-967-2789. Tom from L.A., you fly it in for the game, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
No, but I first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and that includes all of us. You said to do something extraordinary for the tickets.
Yes.
So I'm going to say that my tickets, you can choose, would go to either Gary, Dave, or CJ.
You know, Gary already got tickets on opening day, dude. We took a similar...
All right, well then, CJ or Dave. Or Lou.
Well, you didn't win any yet. You got no tickets to give, man. You got to earn them first, dude. What are you talking about?
I got the names. I got the names. So we were the Duran Panthers. But right. I was thinking maybe either the Hyenas, the Wild Boars, the
Hyenas gorillas. And Wild Boars. That's best you got, fella. You think you're going to get some tickets on that?
Great. I'm going for wild animals here. So
yeah, see, I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
Now,
because those are names that have not already been used. I mean, there's already lions, there's already tigers, there's already bears.
Yeah, well, there's, you know, like the bulldogs. You know, I like that too, Tom. I mean, a lot of names are going to already be out there. That's why they're names. You know, they'd be popular. So you can repeat them, man. The Hortonville Polar Bears go by against those Shiocton Chiefs.
I like the Panthers.
For Duran specifically, you were the Duran Panthers. Well, that's Pepin County. You could be the Hot Peppers or the Hot Peppins or something.
No. No, man.
You are from the least populous county in the state of Wisconsin, Tom.
I know that.
And once you left town,
people in that town.
It used to be the Milwaukee of the West until you left town.
Once I came out in that town, all of a sudden I started a trend. I think because all these people started coming out.
Come back with us. A happy hour indeed.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomb Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow.
We are the Iron Plow.
Hey! It's Bombblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.